Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand a big tennis upset tops your sports report.
Yeheus, my opening serve is a big French Open tennis upset. Defending women's champion Serena Williams was ousted in the second round Wednesday, 6-2 and 6-2, by Garbina Muguruza, a 20-year-old Spanish player who was born in Venezuela. Serena, the world's number one ranked female player, looked flat and never found her rhythm against Muguruza, ranked 35th in the world. Serena made 29 unforced errors during the match, and she also struggled with her usually dominant serve. The 32-year-old Williams was broken five times. Speaking after the match, Serena said, and I quote, "I don't think anything worked for me. It was one of those days. I hate to be off during a Grand Slam tournament." Meanwhile, Serena's older sister Venus, who turns 34 next month, also had a bad day on Wednesday. And like Serena, Venus lost to a much younger opponent. Venus lost in three sets to 19-year-old Anna Schmidlova of Slovakia. The final score from Roland Garros, 2-6, 6-3, and 6-4. Schmidlova will now play Muguruza in the third round of the prestigious clay court competition.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Thunder up, VOA basketball fans. The Oklahoma City Thunder storm past the visiting San Antonio Spurs 105-92 to even the NBA's Western Conference Finals at two games each. Star guard Russell Westbrook led the way for the Thunder in Game 4, tallying 40 points and 10 assists. Kevin Durant, the NBA's leading scorer and league most valuable player, added 31 points for Oklahoma City. Game 5 in the best-of-seven series will be Thursday night in San Antonio, Texas. The Thunder has turned around the series since Congolese power forward Serge Ibaka returned from a calf injury that was expected to sideline him for the rest of the NBA playoffs. Ibaka had 9 points and 8 rebounds in Game 4. Meanwhile, the two-time defending champion Miami Heat can advance once again to the NBA Finals later Wednesday night when they visit the Indiana Pacers. Miami leads the Eastern Conference Finals 3-1, and the Heat will try to close the series in Indianapolis. Elsewhere in basketball, a very tall high school player from Senegal is attracting attention for his size and rapid development in the sport. Elhadji Tako Fall is 7 feet 5 inches tall, or 2.26 meters tall, and he plays for Liberty Christian Prep in Central Florida. 18-year-old Tako started playing basketball shortly before he came to the United States in 2012. VOA's Daniel Brown reached Tako by telephone in Florida, and he asked the Senegalese teenager how he started playing basketball.
Just came to me. I was back in Senegal, and I met a guy whose name is Ibrahima, and that's him who put me into basketball.
So he's the one that taught you just about everything you know so far?
No, he had like a training academy. He talked to me about playing basketball and that he could help me come to the United States where I would have more opportunity to come and train and play. So he came and talked to my parents. That's how I started. It was like a year and a half ago.
Are you getting used to playing basketball? Do you like it so far?
Yes, it was hard at the beginning because I was not used to it at all. So I struggled a little bit. But now, I mean, I have got some good coaches around me who's been teaching me a lot of stuff. I have been getting a lot better this couple of weeks, too.
How does it feel be the tallest player on the court?
I mean, it feels good. But at the same time, it kind of put a lot of pressure on me at the beginning because I'm the one almost everybody's looking. At the beginning, I couldn't handle it, but now it's kind of natural to me.
If you went up against another 7-footer, how do you think you would go against him?
I think I would do well because usually when I play against a 7-footer, it's like a 7-footer playing against a 6'5". I've been working on my skills these last days, too. I think I would do well.
Talking about your skills, what is your primary thing? Like, if it's like boxing out or rebounding or posting up or just playing solid defense, what is like one of your main goals you want to improve on?
Aggressiveness. I think that's all I need, just being aggressive. All the other stuff are just basic stuff.
Do you think you can have like a takeover factor later in the years?
I think it's coming along pretty well now.
What are some of like your accomplishments that you want to achieve on the court within your 4 years of high school?
I mean, I only have one more year of high school left. I started my sophomore year, so it depends on how hard I work on the court, and I need to work hard too and play a lot.
During a game, is there a person that you like to play like?
I used to think of Yao Ming.
Yao Ming?
Yes.
Do you have a hook shot like Yao Ming?
Sometimes.
I know you play AAU. What are some of your career high numbers in high school so far and AAU?
In high school, I have scored, I think, 26 in one half. I didn't play the second half because my coach didn't want me to play the second half.
Just on like your upcoming season, I guess in the fall and during this coming summer, what is like your biggest concern when you're playing in tournament since it'll be your last year?
I'm just looking forward to run the court and just do the basic stuff. Run the court, rebound, block shots. The scoring will come along, I'm pretty sure, pretty soon. Just to focus on doing what I have to do.
That's Elhaji Taco Fall, a 7'5" tall high school basketball player from Dakar, Senegal. And Taco was talking by telephone from Florida with VOA's Daniel Brown. Taco says he hopes to play basketball at the collegiate level, and I'm betting he gets more than a few scholarship offers. In African club football, an all-Congolese match was one of the featured fixtures in recent CAF Champions League competition. Our African football guru David Legg breaks down the action for us, beginning with Group A.
Group A, we've got TP Mazembe of DR Congo 1, Vita Club of DR Congo 0. That's a Congolese derby. And then Zamalek of Egypt 2, Al Hilal of Sudan 1. And the standings after two rounds, Zamalek, Hilal, Vita, and Mazembe all have got 3 points. They've all won one game and lost one game. And for those who are interested, Zamalek are top because they have scored 3 goals. Hilal have scored 2, Vita have scored 2, and Mazembe have scored 1. So at the moment, Mazembe are bottom, but only on goals scored. All the teams with 3 points, and they all have an identical 0-goal difference. The next match is sunny on June 6-8. You've got Hilal at home to Vita and Mazembe at home to Zamalek. And switching to Group B, Anton Setif of Algeria 1, CS Faxing of Tunisia 1. And then a big shock, Al Ahly of Benghazi of Libya 3, Esperance of Tunisia 2. That match was played in Tunisia because of the civil unrest in Libya. The standing sunny, Sfaxien and Setif with 4 points each, Benghazi with 3, and Esperance bottom without a single point. The third round fixtures on June 6, 7, and 8, Esperance against Sfaxien and Setif against Benghazi. And a reminder to all our listeners, group winners and runners-up qualify for the semifinals.
David, you mentioned that big Benghazi victory. Was that one of your personal highlights?
Oh, yes, Sonny, and it had severe repercussions for the Esperance coach, Dutchman Ruud Krol. He was sacked the following morning, and he's been replaced by a French coach, Sébastien de Saber, who was the technical director at the club. Now, it's all a bit funny in a way, Sonny, although I'm sure Ruud Krol doesn't see it that way. But de Saber was actually appointed the coach of Esperance, and then Krol became available, so de Saber was moved to technical director, which I always find to be a rather puzzling position. And now, of course, with these two defeats, I mean, at home to Setif and technically away to Benghazi, but the match was played in a Tunisian city of Sfax, so it was virtually a home game for Esperance. And those two defeats have now cost Ruud Krol his job. The Libyan Sunny got off to a great start. Goals from Sodoma, he's a Zimbabwean, and Mbarak within 12 minutes. Esperance pulled one back, but then a Nigerian, Moses Okuma, scored on the stroke of halftime to give Benghazi a 3-1 lead. The second half, the traffic was mainly in the direction of the Benghazi goal, but they held out until 11 minutes from the end when Daragi reduced the rears. And then in a frenetic finish, the Libyans held out for a great victory. Al-Ahly, of course, are the side who knocked out the Egyptian Al-Ahly, the defending champions, in the qualifying rounds. The other game, Sonny, the top-of-the-table clash between Setif and Sfaxien, a goal by Bellamira after 12 minutes for the Algerians, and Maloul, the captain of Sfaxien, equalised in first-half stoppage time. After the problems at the last Mazembe Vita game, which sadly cost 15 lives and left dozens of people injured, I'm very pleased to report that there were absolutely no crowd problems in the match in Lubumbashi between Mazembe and Vita. And it was decided with a goal from Samata, the Tanzanian, after 62 minutes. So well done to the supporters of Mazembe and Vita. And in Cairo, an unlikely hero for Zamalek in their 2-1 win over Hilal. It was the defender, Mohamed Abdel Shafti. I've seen the goal, Sonny, on YouTube. What a superb effort. It had a little bit of Messi and it had a little bit of Ronaldo as he juggled the ball from one foot to the other and then unleashed a fierce shot which flew into the net 8 minutes from time. Abdel Shafti was the real star because he also set up the opening goal after 6 minutes for Da Silva. And then El Tayeb equalized for Hilal. So really interesting situation now, Sonny. In one group, all the teams are on the same number of points. And in the other group, only 1 point separates the top three teams. And the one struggling team are the team we all thought would be rampant in the group stage, and that's Esperance of Tunisia.
David, who are the leading scorers now in the CAF Champions League?
Yes, Sonny, it's getting tight at the top. You still got Junini of Esperance and Ngasa of Young Africans of Tanzania.